It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And right there at Thrive City, we'll be right across from where Bonte Hill does all of his action, but he won't be doing it tomorrow because the Warriors get another day off tomorrow. Just what they need. More time in party cities around America to see if they can get their minds right.
That's quite a trio, by the way, to go Atlanta, Miami, New Orleans.
Dude.
Those are like three of the partiest cities in the association.
Just for fun, on the River Islands guest line as Bonte now joins us, Shaq threw that out on TNT last night. And I know it was Shaq, and so maybe he's just joking, but he's like, this is too much. It's too much. Five nights in Miami, and that has bothered their focus. Bonte, do you buy that, or is this just that the chef wasn't playing?
Listen, if it was Bonte Hill of Southeast Miami, I'd buy it, right? Focus. I mean, Atlanta, you got the Linda Tipperlews. In Atlanta, we know about the Linda Tipperlews. Dibley knows all about them. Then you go to Miami. But no, this was a revenge game for Jimmy Butler. So I don't buy the notion at all. They have Southeast legs. Oh, they've been out partying. We know the drill. But they've all talked saying, hey, we're here for Jimmy. We're here to support Jimmy. We're trying to win. Steph flying down. Hey, I'm here to support Jimmy. So I don't buy the notion. Now, it is crazy that they're in South Beach for 5 days. I would have got the hell out of town last night. But then New Orleans is that much better. You know what I'm saying? Bourbon Street, you can get lost in the sauce down there. So I don't buy the notion that, hey, we've been in South Beach, Miami for too long. No, you had a basketball game to play. It was a pretty big one for Jimmy Butler, even though he downplayed it. And he got smacked. Move on. Don't make excuses. You got outplayed and outcoached last night.
And it turns out the revenge game was Miami. Maybe it was the slow-mo revenge game, the way he and Wiggins came out and outplayed Jimmy Butler. But the notion, Bonte, of them coming out and being a little bit flat and not ready to go, it seemed like it's been a trend of late. You fell behind Atlanta big. What are you seeing in these first quarters? Is it just slow starts, or is it maybe a reshuffling of the lineup that's needed?
Well, you forgot to mention Alec Burks, right? They didn't want you, Alec Burks. He was here during the 15-win season. He went off yesterday in the starting lineup. No, the slow starts are alarming because Mooney always says this. It's a first-quarter league. You got to come out and get a good start, get a good pace. And the last three nights, this goes back to Toronto last Thursday. Toronto shot 57% from the floor in that game. Outscored the Warriors by 28 in the paint. Scottie Barnes lived in the paint. So they got comfortable. Atlanta went crazy, and Atlanta's had one of the better offenses since February 1st, they're averaging like 117 per game. They're like top five in all these offensive categories. That's all they do is play offense, but they don't play any defense. Yet the Warriors allow them to score 40 in the first quarter and shoot 65%. So this is on the starters. Last night, the starters in the first half, Dibs, scored 10 points. You got 10 points from your starters in the first half. That's unacceptable. For the game, they score 38, while Miami Heat starters go for 88. And that's not including Andrew Wiggins, who went 4-13 from the floor. So this is on the big boys. Last night it's on the big boys to set the tone. Just like in Atlanta without Stephen Curry. And I'm looking at Draymond Green. I'm looking at Jimmy Butler. They struggled. Jimmy Butler last night really struggled. But Draymond on his road trip so far, he wants to DPOY. The film from the last two nights is not going to get it done.
Bonte Hill, who is still on 95.7 The Game, catch him at 9 a.m. with Spadoni and Shasky every Friday, and then obviously anchoring the pregame and postgame coverage on NBC Sports Bay Area. Bonte, let's go back to something that was commonplace when you did still have an everyday radio show on 95.7 The Game, and that is the panic meter. Where is your panic meter?
Marky, you set that up like I got fired or something, man. And you guys are just giving me a phone.
Hey, I don't know how it all went down, man. I ain't in your business.
All I know is I don't hear you in the mornings anymore.
No, you hear Joe Spadoni, right? I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing taking my daughter to school right now? I should be in the studio downtown panicking over the Warriors. No, there's no panic meter. However, I do think we got a little ahead of ourselves during this winning streak. Because how many teams did they play that wasn't at full strength? Now, I'll give the Warriors credit. You control how you play. You control what you control, which is how you play and how you produce it. They look good. They look like a fine running, fine humming basketball team that was going to be a dangerous team in the Western Conference. But last night was alarming because I saw the size and speed of Miami. And they just lost 10 games in a row. And the one thing about Jimmy Butler, although he's great at getting to the free throw line last night, just one free throw attempt, you put a bigger body on Jimmy Butler, then that negates his low post ability to finish at the rim to get to the free throw line. So then you suffocate Stephen Curry, and so you need these other guys to start shooting, right? So I'm not going to panic yet because they just played two games without Stephen Curry. And we know, if you didn't know, that this whole thing revolves around number three, Stephen Curry. So once he comes back, which hopefully will be Friday against the Pelicans, things I think will go back to normal. However, the schedule does beef up. They have Memphis and the Lakers, and what's crazy is they finish this road trip, and oh wait, road trip's over, but we got to fly back home and play Denver the next night, and Denver has owned them the last three regular seasons, so I'm not going to panic quite yet. I'm going to wait until the playoffs, but if they do fall out of that top six and you got to get into a play-in scenario, that can be a little tricky, a little dicey, so I'm not going to panic yet. Believe it or not, I've grown up. There's no panic meter right now, Willard.
Yeah, I get that, Bonte, and there's no need to panic because you can still make it out of the play-in and there's things you could still do. But one of the things that's troubling me is as I look deeper down the roster and think about the role players, and Moses has been so good, and last night he really wasn't. And beyond that, I'm seeing a team that kind of lacks depth and experience at the depth spots. Do you think that that's something that could ultimately rear its head when you're going to have to play a lot of these 22-year-olds big minutes?
Yeah, and they haven't been really through the fryer yet, right? I mean, Paz hasn't been in the playoffs. Moody hasn't played much in the playoffs. Kuminga hasn't played much in the playoffs. Quentin Post, he's getting a cup of coffee in the NBA, and we see how he's doing. He's struggling a little bit. His teams are hunting him on defense like Denver did to open up the game 15-8, and they went right at Quentin Post. So, yes, you're counting on guys who just haven't been in that situation before. And that's a dangerous proposition because we know in the NBA, you need to kind of go through the fire to get to that championship level like the Warriors did, right? Just using them as an example. They go Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Klay. They go in the second round, lose to San Antonio, who had all the experience. Next year, you lose to the Clippers. And no, what do you know? Steve Kerr becomes head coach. You win 67, you win the championship. You have to go get your bumps and bruises in the playoffs. And these youngsters just haven't done it yet. So, yes, it is a lot to count on these guys to be consistent players. And I know we want them to be consistent players. But Pods is in his second year. Moses Moody is in his fourth, but he hasn't really saw playing time, right? Same thing with Kuminga. I know everybody's on Kuminga right now. Moody and Kuminga haven't been afforded the luxury of being on the team that has lost 28 games in a row like Kay Cunningham. They haven't been able to be down in Orlando suffering like Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. They're able to play through your mistakes. You come to this organization, and there's Steph, and there's Draymond, there used to be Klay, Jordan Poole, and you're like, whoa, it's about banners here. These guys don't know anything about that. Brandon Podziska's playing at Santa Clara West Coast Conference, crying out loud. Moody was one and done in Arkansas, and Kuminga was straight basically out of high school after playing a year with the G League Ignite. So, yes, it is a lot to ask for them to be consistent on a night-in and night-out basis, which is why you need Steph to be Superman. You need Jimmy to be that key cog as a second superstar, and Draymond's got to be Draymond. He's got to be the guy that we saw last week against Giannis Antetokounmpo. So it's a lot, Diz, to ask of these role players to be consistent. I know that's what the job entails, but boy, it is wishful thinking to think that, hey, they're going to just make this leap and all of a sudden become championship role players. It doesn't work like that in the NBA.
Bonte, I wasn't bothered by any of these factors, but I wonder your thoughts. Like, take Jimmy Butler on his way into the arena, kind of making a little bit of a shot at Pat Riley. Then he plays poorly. Then after the game, leaves without talking to any of his former Miami teammates. I wasn't bothered by it, but I admit that it was the first time as a Warrior that Jimmy Butler kind of put a bad look, I think, out to the world. What's your take on Jimmy and the entire return to Miami experience?
Yeah, it was tough to really, Mark, to think that, hey, he was unmoved emotionally about returning to Miami. And then you see the video tribute they have for him down there. What do they call it? The Kasai Center now. And he obviously was moved by the video tribute. And he waved to the crowd, and you could tell he felt some emotions about it. He tried to downplay it. But other members of the Warriors are like, hey, we're here for Jimmy, to support for Jimmy. So that told me there, yes, this was a big game. And the way Bam Adebayo came out and said, I've got Jimmy Butler. Put me on Jimmy. I've got Khalil Ware in the back. We're going to dominate. And the way Tyler Hero went about his business, oh, isn't it something? And if not shake their hands, yeah, it wasn't the greatest look in the world. I think everybody would get over it. I'm sure members of the Miami Heat were like, hey, we're glad we didn't shake his head, because they feel like he threw them under the bus as a teammate, being in the locker room. And we've been in locker rooms before, albeit not at this level, right? In the high school level, maybe CYO or maybe some JUCO, who knows? But, like, they felt some type of way, I'm sure, about the whole situation, because when they came out here for, what was it, January 7th, when they came out in Chase Center, they beat the Warriors on the back end of a back-to-back. I heard rumblings from that camp saying, man, we just want this thing to end. Like, either play with us or don't play with us. And so as a former teammate, I'm sure they had a sour taste in their mouth, and I'm sure they didn't trip that Jimmy didn't shake their hands. I think it would have been big of Jimmy to take the high road, go over there, hey, Tyler, good stuff, man, best of luck. We had some great runs. Bam, great stuff, man, had some great runs. Hey, Coach Spoke, thanks for taking a chance on me. No, it wasn't the best look at all for Jimmy Butler. Now the world is seeing it, and we're seeing all these reports saying, hey, man, I feel embarrassed for Heat fans for cheering for this guy after what he did yesterday, not shaking people's hands. It wasn't the best look for Jimmy Butler, and that's what people were warning. Like, Ira Windermill, well, whatever his name is, from Miami, he covers the Heat. He covered him for like 30-plus years. He was basically saying, hey, look, this is the honeymoon phase, but just wait. Just wait and just wait. And so it's going to be interesting to see how Jimmy responds to what happened in South Beach last night.
I'm less concerned by the pre and the post game as I am with the in game. And for the first time, it felt like Jimmy was not up to the measurement of what was needed. And he said before, you know, when it's a big game, I'll be there and I'll turn it on when it's time. And it felt like, you know, you got 10 more of these games, 11 going into last night. Felt like last night would have been the time. But just basketball wise, Bonte, I know the matchup was rough, but what did you see from Jimmy as far as overall assertiveness?
Well, I think, you know, we've been talking about this and for a while now. You go back to the Orlando game when Steph scored 56. What Orlando did in that game was they threw Jonathan Isaac and Paolo Banchero on Jimmy Butler. And I think you're going to see more of this. Aaron Gordon, for example, for Denver. You get a bigger guy who has the size and athleticism. They're going to say, you know what? We know Jimmy Butler loves to operate on the block, mid-post. Let's take that away. We can guard him one-on-one with a bigger guy who's just as athletic. Because Jimmy Butler, as great as he's been for the Golden State Warriors, what are they now, 16-4 when he plays? He doesn't blow by guys with, like, just quick first step athleticism. He kind of bullies his way into the paint, and he gets to the free throw line. But you throw these bigger guys on him, like Bam, like Paolo Banchero, like Aaron Gordon, Scotty Barnes for Toronto. All of a sudden, you can play him one-on-one, and you can negate his free throw shooting, saying, hey, look, let's not put him on the free throw line. Let's make the Warriors work for jump shots here. He could take away some of that spacing. So it'll be an adjustment again. No Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry changes everything with the spacing that he creates once he crosses half court, where teams are double teaming him and putting 10 eyes on him and he's bombing from 30 feet away. He will be better, but it's going to be interesting in the Western Conference, where you have the Clippers now ascending and they have Kawhi Leonard rolling, and you have the Lakers rolling, and you have Denver starting to get healthy. And all of a sudden, Oklahoma City has guys like Lou Dort and Jalen Williams who could guard guys down there on the block. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out with Jimmy Butler. And I'll add this to it. It wouldn't shock me if the Warriors start shopping him in the offseason. Now, I'm maybe getting ahead of myself here, but what we know about the Warriors right now, Mark and Dibs, they are big game hunting. They're in on every single name and calling teams to try to get that other superstar. So we'll see how long this marriage lasts. I don't think, like, they love everything about Jimmy, and Jimmy's been a good soldier for the Warriors so far. But let's just see how the playoffs end up. Let's just see how far the Warriors go, and let's see what happens with some of these other teams in the league that may bow out early on in the NBA playoffs. Here we may have an entirely different conversation come all season.
Vonte Hill, hey, man, be straight with us. Do you miss it?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sometimes, and then I get tweets about JK, and I hear Shaq, you know, talking all day about JK. I'm like, yeah, I don't miss that. Brock Purdy. You know, oh, Brock Purdy, he's going to get this and that. I'm like, I don't care. I'm good where I'm at right now. I'll see you guys soon, though. I get enough of my fix, Mark. Let me say that.
Brother, I thought it was the most hilarious report we saw all year today from Jordan Schultz, who I like. Jordan has been on this show multiple times, but his earth-shattering report today that both sides are working on an agreement and plan to have it in place by the season. I'm like, gee, you think?
Earth-shaking.
Right, like, and the sun is intending to come out tomorrow as well. Thanks, I got that.
No, it's ridiculous, man. But I will say, I thought, you know, I was shipped off by a little birdie, right? I'm not sure Brock Purdy has all the leverage in the world. What if he does threaten the Niners saying, hey, if I don't get a contract, I'm not coming to camp, which I subscribe to. I was on the airway saying, hey, Brock Purdy doesn't have a new contract, do not go to camp. But Mac Jones is in town, and we know Shanahan. And Shanahan, he's weird with quarterbacks. I'll just put it lightly there.
Yeah.
Purdy, if I'm Purdy's camp, I would try to get that deal done in a hurry. Not saying that Purdy's not the guy, but I do think there's some reservation from the 49ers side of things now, especially after the way last season ended with the arm injury and everything. But, Mark, to your point, I think Matt DeHegan misses me more. He shouldn't be all these old clips of me on the roast and Xavier McDaniel. It's like he's trying to lure me back in. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Look. Look at this clip. Hey, Willard or Dibs, call Bonte during the 4 o'clock hours. We know we don't have meters during that hour, but you know what? Get him on. Look. Maybe he misses it. Maybe he doesn't. So I think Matt DeHegan misses me more than anybody at that station, and maybe more than I love doing 20 hours a week.
Yeah, you're getting up at 4:30 is the other piece that you're leaving out.
Yeah, you lost me. We don't have any meters in the 4 o'clock hour. We're doing fine.
Yeah,
we're doing fine,
I'm
but
kidding,
we
don't. I'm
yeah.
kidding. I'm kidding. I'm
hey, man.
Mark. I will tell you, hold on real quick, guys. Tessa's a beast in the morning. Two ladies in the morning, man. And maybe I'm kind of, man, Shashi, you got a spot for me up there in the morning? Maybe can I come in at 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Man, it's a nightmare getting these kids ready for school.
Dude, now that you're doing daddy duty, trust me, because my two boys are in their 20s, and I missed that whole thing, and now I got baby girl, and I'm on morning duty, and I'm doing breakfast and making the lunch and all the rest of it. I may have to step in with the two Joes in the morning.
Vonte, we told you that week that we switched time slots, we thought it was a damn vacation.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, this is incredible. But, you know, only for 1 week, though.
True that.
It was only for
only
1 week.
Only for 1 week. Yeah. Trust me, 10 to 2 was fun that week.
Oh, God.
Like, damn,
10 to 2.
Maybe up to 4:30.
Yeah.
7:30, 4:30. I mean, come on. I tried to get Lucas Alexander to work the mornings. He never showed up. So it was up to like 8:30. I'm like, must be nice. Dude, you can watch some late night TV, late night college football.
Just so you know, Bonte, Lucas just gave you an Iguodala on that one. He caught a stray, and he just put his palms up on you on that one.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, fight on, fight on. Shout out to Juju Lockett.
Talked about
no
that.
No doubt. All right, Bonte, be good, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Guys. Willard did. Take it easy, guys.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.